You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Year three, Todd, of our coverage of this great event, and it's always good to talk to our neighbor.
I was just going to say that. We got across the way, been listening to every interview we've done. He should be practiced by now and perfect. What do you think?
He's going to be a Jedi master, but it's been fun to be next to them because we've had a chance to learn a lot about what they do, and it's going to be exciting to talk to them. Welcome to the show, Stephen Dunham. He's the president and CEO of Neotech Aqua Solutions. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
No, it's good to have you.
It's
good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into our conversation, take a few seconds and give us the 10,000-foot view of Neotech. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. Neotech Aqua Solutions was founded in 2002. We focused on innovating, developing some new technologies for very high-efficiency UV systems. So particularly in the areas of disinfection and TOC reduction, AOP processes. We have really focused on reducing the spatial footprint that's required and reducing the power consumption. So it's really trying to drive a value, a value-driven proposal for our customers.
Well, I've got to tell you, in my view anyway, UV is one of the more exciting technology areas that we talk about here, but it is applicable, more applicable in some environments than others. Give us a quick overview of where it makes the most sense to be looking at UV in some environments that maybe are better suited for something else.
Sure. Well, UV is interesting. As a disinfectant, for example, there's no residual. So with a chemical like chlorine, for example, there is a residual, and that needs to be maintained. But in front of a residual, you would have something like UV that carries no residual. You can affect a direct delivery of a lethal dosage of UV without any carryover into anything downstream of the UV system. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of it for disinfection.
Well, costs are always a factor in this game, and energy is a big driver of that to some extent. Oftentimes, there's concern about UV and energy. How do you address that issue?
Yeah, that's a good question. The power consumption of UV is traditionally very, very high. Our systems in particular have a little bit of an advantage. We patented a reflective chamber. So our reflective capabilities on the inside of our system is about 99.8% reflective compared to conventional UV, which is usually around 20 to 23% reflective. So what that means from a power standpoint is you're able to do a lot more disinfection with fewer lamps. We have maybe one-tenth as much power consumption as a standard UV system. So when you're talking about millions of gallons a day and lots of lamps, if you can reduce the power requirements by 10x and reduce the number of lamps by 10x and the maintenance and all of that, it's a pretty good value proposition.
You know, Todd, he just said something a minute ago that is why I'm so enthralled with what we see and learn here at an event like ACE. When he said, quote, conventional UV, I don't think there's anything conventional about UV, but then there is someone who's doing something amazing with it. So I just wanted to, I had to say that.
That kind of leads into the question I was thinking of, Todd, because I'm picturing myself as the water utility manager. Mm-hmm. Describe for me an intelligent decision process for how I should use UV. How do I determine where it's needed and the sequence I should deploy that kind of technology?
That's a great question, too. Usually it starts with the needs of the utility, and they work very closely with the engineering firms to determine what the best possible technical solution is. The engineering firms will then work with companies like ours. We think we have a very close relationship with all of the major engineering firms. And so then they'll proceed with asking for our recommendations. They'll give us a target list. We'll possibly do some pilot testing. And then try to provide the most competitive solution that we can for them. And overall, as a partnership with the engineering firms and the utility and some of the other folks that are involved in that process. You know, a company like Neotech Aqua Solutions would deliver on our part for a complete package that provides the overall solution that the utility would require.
All right. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Stephen Dunham of Neotech Aqua Solutions. Stephen, how does UV compare to chlorine and other disinfectants? I mean, when someone's thinking about UV, should it be a replacement or can it supplement, complement what they're already trying to do?
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, UV systems do not provide any residual. So typically a utility would require some residual in the pipeline and everything downstream of the UV. But a UV, unlike chemicals, UV is just going to treat the water that is in that chamber. And then once that water flows through, then, you know, a lower dose of chemicals, but nonetheless some chemicals would be required.
You talked a little bit about the Neotech UV technology versus, quote, conventional earlier, but I want to stick with that cost savings idea.
Sure.
Compare it to a conventional system, non-UV. I mean, what kind of a financial impact can I have, including the investment required up front? What's it look like long term, total cost of ownership?
Great. Well, that is really where our bread and butter is. You know, we're rolling out a new system in a few weeks that is designed for very very high dosages. Right now, we have a number of smaller systems that are designed for smaller municipalities. They've all been validated. The larger one is now in the process of will be validated in about 3 weeks. But in terms of the capital expense, we're in the field. We like to price our product to the market. We are competitive on the capital cost, but on the operational cost, we are typically a small fraction of what a conventional UV would cost. And the reason is we're dealing with maybe 8 lamps and say 1.5 kilowatts. What it would take a conventional UV, maybe 72 or more lamps.
Okay.
And so obviously the operational costs are much higher. And we're getting between 9 and 16,000 hours of lamp life out of the system. So you typically don't need to replace the lamps, but maybe once a year. And that's consistent with the field. But you know, if you're looking at changing out thousands of lamps and you can cut that requirement down by 90%, you know, from a maintenance standpoint and a safety standpoint, and each of these lamps with everybody, we've got mercury in there. And so if you can reduce the amount of mercury on site by 90% and save 90% on your power costs.
What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, it's a popular product. Yep.
Well, you're exhibiting here at ACE, obviously, and I know you're exhibiting here because I've seen the queue of people lined up down the aisle to talk to you. What are you principally showcasing here? What's been the most interest in what you're doing, and how's the show going? We're deep into day 3 now.
Yeah, it's been a great show. We've always enjoyed this show, and we have had a lot of traffic. I think it's a great opportunity for us to continue to connect with the market. That's very valuable, connecting with and understanding the needs of utilities, understanding the needs of engineering firms, understanding the needs of our reps, and trying to tailor our product line around those needs. So, galvanizing those relationships, and in the water industry, I think relationships are a very important part of what we, you know, what we do. We need to understand what all those needs are, and we do that through relationships. So it's been a great show, and we're excited to roll out our new Magnum system here shortly, and excited to continue to participate. It's been great.
Stephen, think in terms of ACE 15, ACE 16. Mm-hmm. What kind of opportunities are we going to be talking about? What kind of technology are we going to be talking about?
Oh, that's a great question. All I can say is it is going to be a huge year for us and a huge year for UV technology. By that time, we'll be able to roll out some of the things that we're working on right now. Well, I can't give you specifics just yet. I can tell you that...
Yes, you can, but you're not going to do it anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of trade secret, but it'll be worth the time. We'll look forward to having another conversation with you next year.
Well, we're going to have you back, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Well, Stephen, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Neotech Aqua Solutions?
Yeah, well, we're here at booth 625 at ACE 14, and we're on the web at neotechaqua.com. All of our systems are built at our headquarters in San Diego, California. So we think that's kind of special. So we welcome you to come to our facilities anytime or visit us on the web.
Stephen Dunham, the president and CEO of Neotech Aqua Solutions. Good to have you. And as our neighbor, we apologize for our obnoxious sound system.
You guys have been great. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from Ace 14. We'll be right back.